Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to the show Destination House. I'm your host Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and thank you so much for being here today, joining together with us to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the most important decision you are ever going to make, and it's worth it. You are so worth it. And we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or if you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We are here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable, whatever you need. And that's what we're all about. You know, that's what this show's about. We're just bringing people together, inviting people to come on the show to share what works, share when you may be struggling, because we know someone out there has walked down that path before too and can help. So we've all been through it, and we're here to support. So let's get moving, you guys. Remember that we're taking your questions, or if you want to share a success story or have a challenge you want to talk about, press 1. Okay, we're going to be talking a little bit about a challenge we want to do, and want you to share different ideas that you want to do. And we're also going to be talking about water. I want to get your input on what you guys do out there on the road for that. So looking back, I mean, how has your week been? What are some victories that you're proud of? What are some things that you don't necessarily want to repeat again that you learned from and you want to change up? So with that, you know, I hope it's been a good week for you guys. As we hear, it's a little cold here in Ohio. Definitely, I think the furnace went off last night, and double blankets, I'll tell you. So this is winter. But I hope you're safe out there, most of all, okay? So a couple things we wanted to talk about. First of all, and I'll repeat this at the end of the show, I am so excited. Right before the show here, I got to spend an hour talking to Steph, and she is our new social media guru, and what a fabulous personality, and just I felt the energy just talking with her. And not being so tech-savvy as far as social media, I'll tell you, I just am so excited where this is going to go. So if you are on Twitter, go find us. Let's Truck Health. So find us on Twitter, okay? And then I was trying to get a Facebook page up, but what I guess I did was I created a group, but it's kind of a closed type thing. We don't want to go that route. With Steph's help, she created a Facebook page, okay? So just search Destination Health out there, and you'll see it's on Audio Road Network, and like that page, okay? That's just going to be an easier way for us to keep up on things, share valuable information, have you share things, and just create this community and broaden its reach and, you know, just do some good stuff. So check out those things. And again, I'm going to talk about it again at the end of the show. But what I wanted to chat a little bit about was water. It's one of those things that we take for granted or like I said, maybe just don't put a lot behind it, but then at the same hand, we know how important it is. So just want to reiterate some of the things that we know about water, and I'm talking about drinking water. So number one here, water is the substance of life, and we know it. Life can't exist without water. You've heard Kevin say this on the show, too. We can go weeks without food, but we can only go 3 days without water, and incredible. I mean, there's so many ailments that are cured from water. I mean, headaches, fatigue, joint pain, just so much. So truly, the value of water is priceless. We know this, the body's composed 80% of water. It makes up 85% of our brain. Isn't that crazy? 80% of your blood is water, as well as 70% of lean muscle. So just huge when you think of that, the ratio of water. It's difficult for us to get water from any other source besides water itself. You know, fluids do not equal water. Soft drinks and alcohol, they steal water from our body. Coffee and tea can be diuretics. Now, I enjoy wine. I enjoy coffee. But you've got to take into account the effect of, you know, how it does and can dehydrate us in certain situations. And think about that throughout the day. You know, if you drink just coffee in the morning and no water, you're even at a more negative point there too, okay? So we say water plays a vital role in about every part of our bodily function. And just think of this, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, that daytime fatigue that you have, just a mere 2% drop in body water can trigger this kind of fuzzy feeling or just this overall kind of tiredness. And a lot of times we don't think it can be as simple as, you know, chugging a glass of water, but and more importantly, keeping it consistent throughout the day. But, I mean, that's what it comes down to. We're all about simple things, okay? Water is essential for proper digestion, nutrient absorption, and to help prevent some chemical reactions. We always talk about carbohydrates and proteins and stuff in our body, but the way those are metabolized and transported is by the water in our bloodstream, okay? So, you know, we always focus on carbs, proteins, fat, you know, sugars, all that kind of stuff, but to make this stuff work in our body, then we got to have the water. The levels of oxygen in our bloodstream are actually greater, and that's why you're not as tired then when your body is well hydrated. So the more oxygen your body has available, it will also burn fat, it creates more energy, and lost my place there. Create more energy and just keep you going, okay? And we know this, removes toxins. Water naturally removes toxins. You know, people do cleanses and that kind of stuff. They're drinking water like crazy to flush the toxins out of our body, but just think of that as a daily type thing to flush the toxins we have just in, you know, that we get in our body through air and through, you know, the chemicals that we're in touch with. Have you ever thought of water as being something that actually suppresses your appetite? A lot of times we'll say, you know, if you're hungry, you might just be thirsty. You might just be a little bit dehydrated. And again, we think it needs to be something more than that, but it truly is that simple. Studies have shown that the decrease in water intake will actually cause fat deposits to increase. So, you know, we're working so hard out there, but if we're not drinking water, those little fat cells can be increasing on us without us even thinking about it. How about the cooling system? Now, we don't think about this too much in the wintertime because we think we're just cold and we're just wanting to get warm. But, you know, in the winter months, a lot of times we don't have that natural thirst that can come from heat, but we can still dehydrate just as much in cold temperatures as we do in warm, okay? And your body is working so much harder just to keep itself warm, and that's dehydrating you. So give it some water. Give it some water. We talk about dehydration, and like I said, I talked about in winter. And so the rule of thumb, there's all kind of rule of thumbs, you guys. You hear eight ounces glasses of water a day. Don't go for the minimum. I mean, you don't want to go crazy and drink too much because we know that too much of a good thing is bad as well. So, you know, we have dehydration being the lack of water. Then we have hypo, I always say this wrong because we do this a lot when we're running, especially in the heat, that we can get too much water. It's called hyponatremia, and I can never pronounce that right, but what it does is it lowers the sodium levels in your blood. So I go for more water than eight ounces of water isn't enough for me. I think of, you know, half your body weight at least, but more. When I talk about that too much water, I'm talking crazy over too much, okay? So that, if you think half your body weight, that is a minimum water replacement, okay? You can double that easily, okay? So if that isn't enough about water, I'll tell you, this is what I wanted to share, though. What I would love to hear from you guys is, how do you get water in? Is that something you focus on out there on the road? You know, if you do, how? Do you carry, you know, jugs of water with you? Do you have a filter system with you? You know, and actually it's a pain in the butt when you drink too much water and then have to go to the bathroom. You know, how do you honestly, in a working day, get the water in consistently throughout the day? I would love to hear from you guys on that. So if that wasn't enough to, you know, talk about maybe, you know, working a little bit more water into your day, this is what we want to do. Thankfully, last week we were talking, and Becky had brought this up about having some type of a destination health challenge. So, you know, believe it or not, we are 27 days out from spring. That's crazy, and I am so grateful. And so we look to spring, and you naturally think of being renewed. You know, we're coming out of winter, hopefully, and it's exciting to look forward to the renewedness that spring brings. So We are doing a 27-day challenge, and this is simple. This is we're actually going to post a document on our Facebook page where you can download if you want to and write something in every day, or just grab a napkin, a piece of paper, whatever, a note, the note thing on your phone, and decide what you're going to do. Look 27 days from now, decide what would be cool that you could get in place that'll help you be a healthier you. And why I wanted to talk about water, that was actually one of the first things that came to my mind, is just if you could do something like focus on getting more water in for the next 27 days, you will be so much further ahead. You will feel so much better just by doing that. But what I think you will find is you'll do that for a week and you're going to think, oh, this was easy. This was, I feel so much better. What else can I do? And then find something else. So, you know, it's those baby steps going forward that we talk about, and this is a start. Just start where you are, and these next 27 days we'll look back and say, I'm so glad I did, okay? So if it's something that you look at that 27 days and you want to say that, you know what, I'm not walking much now or I'm not moving, and some of you have gotten the Fitbit and the trackers on you and you can actually see the actual steps that you're taking. So if you want to say at the end of 27 days, I want to up that by 10%, then you can kind of plan that out for the 27 days, you know, just doing a little bit more each day. Or if you don't have a broad goal like that, just before you put your head down at night or depending on your driving cycle, before lights out, decide what you're going to do the next day. That's going to be either keeping up with something that you're doing now that is working, or you're going to do something else like oh, maybe I'm going to look into some strength work. I'm going to get a, you know, lift the jugs of water a little bit, you know, to get a little bit of strength work. Or I'm going to walk a little bit more. Or I'm going to make sure I eat breakfast tomorrow. Or I'm going to make sure I get that water in. If it's a daily thing, do it daily. But do it. Decide what that is before your head hits the pillow, okay? So what we're going to do is Angie and Brittany and myself are going to be your accountability buddies on this. And I thank my friend John out there that suggested that too, that brought that to light of how valuable it would be if we had, you know, some accountability to this. Because I know myself, I strong with things and then I start waning a little bit. So to be truthful, you know, most goals, they say, are not achieved because when we're not held accountable to anybody else to do them, if it's just ourselves, and I'll be very honest, I'll let it go sometimes. So, you know, we can say that's our choice. You know, we've chosen to do that. But yet, if we have somebody else that we've named it and claimed it to, and we said, please help me, you know, keep this going for these 27 days, we are more likely to have that. So what we want to hear from you guys is whether, if you call in, press 1. Brittany's actually working with me today. Thank you, Brittany. Press 1 and say, I want to be a part of this. You don't have to tell us, you know, exactly what you're going to do. You don't have to know what that is right now. But know this. You will get a text from us each day that will give you a little cheering on to say, you know, I hope whatever you decide to do today, you know, you make it happen. If you text us back at the end of the day and let us know you did, you know, that's what we're looking for. At the end of these 27 days, those of you guys that we have kept up with, we're going to get a Let's Truck shirt out to you, okay, to just congratulate you on making this happen. So I'd love to hear what you guys think. Again, it's because of you guys out there that we're making this stuff happen for all of us, you know, from, you know, Becky putting that challenge out there to John saying, let's do some accountability. You guys are what this is all about. So let us know. Let us know what you think. I want to hear how you get the water in each day. How do you do that on the road? And you know, do you use a filter system? Do you buy bottled water? You know, what do you do? So thanks. I hope I wasn't chatting too fast there. I actually have a little sign in front of my desk that says slow down and smile, and it's not in front of where I'm sitting right now. So for that, I apologize. So we're going to take some calls, and I'm so grateful you guys have called in. Right now we're going to go to Minnesota, and we're going to talk to John. So 1 second, John, I bring you on board.
Hey
John,
thank
how
you
are
very
you?
Much. This is just a rare week that I happen to be out on the road on Friday, and I usually end on Thursday, so I don't get time to get in and listen to your show. But I talked to Kevin a couple of weeks ago on the weekend show. I actually ended up with Crohn's disease. And
oh, my goodness.
A whole array of stuff that happened between 2011 and 2013, or 2011 and 2012. I actually ended up spending 47 days in and out of the hospital.
My goodness.
I no longer have my large intestine, but prior to that, I also had pionidal assist. And that is something that is very a pionidal assist, which is very common in truckers. So I'm just saying that was painful, and if I would have gotten it taken care of sooner, it wouldn't have been the 2.5 months of recovery. But then I had the Crohn's fall, and after that, and that was misdiagnosed, and that's not so much common with a trucker, but now I have to actually eat about twice as many carbs as anybody at normal functioning digestive tract. So pack all my food during the week to save cost, and I do home-cooked meals with a lot of stuff like with Campbell's soup, like meatloaf with tomato soup on it, so I have preservatives, so it all lasts. And that all I eat, but I've also used to drink before I got sick with all that stuff. I used to drink about 6 to 10 cans of pop a day, and I've actually completely cut soda out of my diet. I drink is Powerade Zeros.
Okay.
So I need the electrolytes. So. It was a 3-day stint in the hospital initially, then it got redirected to another hospital for 7 days, and then I went down to the Mayo for 27 days straight. That's where I ended up getting the surgery, and it's something I'm attached to for the rest of my life, but I didn't want to have it any other way. So some serious stuff, but the main thing is just get checked out often, and you know, if you feel something wrong, get in and get it taken care of.
That's a great message. And, oh, my gosh, so are you back? You're back on the road now after all that you're dealing with. Oh, wow. So good for you. So your message is just that to people that if you feel something's not right, don't ignore it, right?
Yep. And, you know, I was down to 127 pounds
from my
normal 170 because – my digestive tract was not working properly and wasn't able to intake the nutrients that they needed. So it really got bad.
That's incredible. Well, so glad your health is better now, but you're still dealing with the everyday, the Crohn's, right? Because it's chronic going forward.
Yep.
But it doesn't sound like it's
cut out of me.
It doesn't sound like it's stopped
you. I just have to... Huh?
It sounds like it has not stopped you. You have taken a new hold on.
No, it has not. I pretty much do. There's only one thing that I can't do, but it doesn't hurt me. And, you know, that was prior to me being sick. I was a farrier. And I can't do that because when I'm doing the hind leg, their leg would be hanging right across the top of my bag, and I just don't want to risk any damage. So I am back to 100% doing everything that I did before, just as crazy as ever, so.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Way to go, John. What else do you do on the road? Like, so you cook all your meals. What do you have in your truck that you, you prepare them and take them? What kind of tools do you have in your truck for?
I just got a little cooler
storage.
And I got a microwave. I got a little Coleman cooler that I put all my food in, and then I have a microwave, or if I don't want to fire that up, sometimes I just throw it up on the dash on the defrost to take the coldness out of it. So,
that's awesome.
It all depends.
That is great. Yeah. Now, and we were just talking about, you said you do Powerade Zeros. Have you tried any other kind of things that get neutralized in your electrolytes in you, or is that just what you have found that works?
This is what I find, but I buy it in bulk. I buy a forklift pallet at a time of it, so I'm able to cut down on my cost. So.
Okay. How about water? Plain water? Can you have that?
I bring some of it with, but it's just I don't drink as much as I should, but I do bring some of it with just to kind of split up the monotony of.
Okay, well, good for you, John. So, what kind of like how are you a healthy person in general? Do you feel like you've always kind of made that focus, or has this brought a new light to it, made it more of a priority for you?
It's made it maybe more aware of my health.
Okay.
So.
And that's priceless. Look at, you know, at least you got in when you did and were able to take care of it. And we're so glad to hear that you are better
yep.
and on the road. So, well, John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll, you know, keep us updated
yep.
on how you are and how are things going. Where do you usually drive at? Are you all across the country or?
Midwest region.
Okay. So anybody out here, too, that are big pop drinkers? Because that kind of stuck out that you said that. What would you say to that? I mean, was that, how hard was it to get off? What, do you miss it?
No, I had a Mountain Dew the other week, and it's like, it tastes disgusting now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all that sugar. Yeah, because I know that's a big one out there. Yeah. Okay. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us, and your story is so heartwarming, I'll tell you, and just so grateful to hear that you're doing well, really.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. So, hey, are you going to do the 27-day challenge with us? I'm putting you on the line.
I try to keep up after myself on that, and I know my wife keeps after me really well, but. I'm just not on the road on Fridays, so I don't hear your program. So this is just a rare day.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm glad it is. But, hey, think about the next 27 days till spring and maybe even partner with your wife and say, you know, what can we do? Can you make it fun?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
So. Okay. Hey, thanks, John. You have a great weekend.
Yep.
Hey, let's head to South Carolina, you guys, and bring Becky on board here. And push the right button. Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kim?
Oh, good. And it's Becky that brought us the challenge. So thank you.
You're welcome. We all need a challenge.
Oh, yeah, I know. I do. It's like a double-edged sword sometimes, you know. But I just it makes me get things done.
Yes, because I always work better under pressure where I know I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Man, I got to get out and do this. So.
I know.
So, yeah, much, much better.
I know. Good. Well, so what did you want to share with us today?
Well, my journey from diet soda to water.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
And I used to drink diet Dr. Peppers. I mean, I used to keep a case. That's what I drank.
Is that right?
Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Coffee in the morning, a little bit of coffee in the morning, and switched to Diet Dr. Pepper. And I really didn't like water. I didn't like I just didn't like it. So starting the running and being a little healthier, I knew, well, I got to get off this Diet Dr. Pepper habit. So
mm-hmm.
what I did when I first started was I would get those little Crystal Light packets,
mm-hmm.
and I would put one of those in the bottle of water, which would at least give it some flavor.
Right.
And that helped, you know, that helped a little bit to at least make the switch, even though even that is probably not optimal, but it's better than the diet
right.
soda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then after a while, I found I really didn't need that anymore.
Okay.
And now I drink water almost exclusively. In the morning, I'll mix it with Spark, with Advocare Spark, because that's the
mm-hmm.
caffeine and the electrolytes and the amino acids and all that good stuff. So in
mm-hmm.
the morning, I'll mix it with Spark. But the rest of the day, I basically just drink. And as a matter of fact, I had kind of missed breakfast today, so I was already past lunch. And I decided, you know, that I heard the news story about the government telling people not to eat meat because it's bad for the planet. Well, being the rebel that I am, I thought, you know what? It's Friday. I've been good. I'm going to go get me a, you know, a McDonald's. And so I did. And I got a Diet Dr. Pepper for the drink. And you know what? It sucks. I mean, I've gotten to the point where it's good for the first few sips. And then it's like, ugh, you know, this is kind of gross.
Yeah,
so
isn't that interesting?
It's a process. It's a long process. But you know what? It's better for your health. And if you'll just do it a little bit at a time, even if you just do, you know, after, I'm going to do 2 bottles today. And I'll still drink my diet soft drink the rest of the day. And then if you'll just do one more or throw in like a Crystal Light packet, you know, to at least give it some flavor. So you get kind of over that.
Right, instead of going straight from the pop to the just plain water. Yeah. So have you noticed anything, I mean, what have you noticed since you stopped drinking it? Did you go through any, because it has caffeine, your Diet Dr. Pepper, did you go through any headaches, any withdrawals like that, or did you do it slow enough that you really didn't notice?
No, I didn't because, you know, I still drink coffee in the morning. Well, I did until I started on the Spark. So now I've switched from coffee to Spark, and Spark has caffeine. So I never really noticed the caffeine issue. But what I have noticed is at first, so I'm going to go down a path that's probably a little funny. When you first switch from sodas or diet sodas to water, be prepared because you will have to stop and potty way more often than you do on the soft drinks. Which is a good thing. It should clear it, you know, clean your body out. So that's kind of a good thing. And then your body will adjust, and you don't need to do that after the first couple of days. But the other things I've noticed are you're fuller, so you're not eating as much. You do tend to lose weight. The thing about the diet soft drinks that's almost worse than the regular is they say that the artificial sweeteners are so sweet. That they make you crave other carbs and other sweets.
It's very true because your body, it's that aspartame, and your body still, you know, we think, well, we're not having sugar, we're having sugar-free. Well, our body still translates that and treats it like sugar. It's so bad for you. And, you know, I think we're going to hear a lot about aspartame as it comes. You know, we haven't had it around that long. But now they're starting to link it to different things like depression, insomnia, different neurological things going on. And I was just reading the FDA is actually there's 10,000 consumer complaints about aspartame, and that is 80% of all complaints about food additives.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
And even the Splenda now they're starting. So when I first went to Crystal Light, of course, it's got, you know, artificial in there. But Walmart and Chris Light also make.
I'm starting to lose you, Becky. Starting to lose you, hon.
Like the Chris Light or the Walmart brand, you can even get those now with no artificial sweeteners. So that's positive as well.
Yeah, it is. And I think something you had said earlier, and so, I mean, anybody who's on a pot, you know, that loves their pot,
hello,
you know, and if it's the full show, can you hear
me? Oh, I thought I'd lost you there for a minute.
I lost you for a little bit and you came back, so this is good. So we talk about baby steps a lot. You know, never feel like you have to go cold turkey on anything unless you're one of those that's like an all or nothing person, you know. You know, if you have to go from pop to diet just to get that thing and then slowly wean off that like you said you did and add the Crystal Light, and then Bob from Rolling Strong always recommends people putting a green tea bag. You know, you can buy fruity flavored ones and stuff too inside of a water bottle. That works really well. So I think I just lost Becky. But so what she said was just absolutely awesome. And I just applaud her for making that huge change to go from pop to, the Crystal Light and then to water. Because true, and then once you start, I mean, you guys know that when you're eating clean or you're drinking clean, as soon as you have that again, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, you know. So look at that. If that's something that spoke to your heart that, you know, hey, I want to get off pop, and I hear that a lot. We really do because it's so easy when it's with you guys. you know, to see how you can baby step it down for yourself, okay? So, Becky, thanks. Call back in and let us know. Talk to us about your 27-day challenge, okay? And get with Brittany. So, I want to hop over here. We're going to talk to Sean.
Hello, Kim.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I got my doctor's appointment next week. It was supposed to be for the 3rd and the 7th. They had a cancellation, so I'm going for it next week. I'm seeing a hematologist, I guess. I'm not exactly sure. I've got 2 appointments on the same day, so it makes it nice. And we'll find out.
Remind everybody about what happened. And how long ago was this now?
Well, it was in October. I ended up being short of breath. So I went to see my doctor, and she said to go for her chest x-ray and an EKG. And they thought I was going to have heart problems, and nothing wrong with my heart. Then the last test came back, and it was blood clots in the lungs. And pulmonary emboli is what they called it. And I was wondering how I got them, and sitting in the truck, you would think that you would get deep vein thrombosis, but I didn't have the clots in the legs. They went right to the lungs, so I really...
Oh, my goodness.
So the tests are to find out what happened and how to prevent them, I guess. And I was on warfarin, but before I went to Mexico, she changed me to Xarelto, which is very expensive. And when I got back, I asked her if I should go back to warfarin. She said, no, you're on the road too much. She says, if there's a problem and I need you to get back, there's no way I can get you back, so I'm staying on Xarelto.
Okay. So, Sean, you're a fit guy. This is a complete shock, too.
It's like I there was a problem wondering why I'm short of breath, and that's my usual for me. And I kept having bets with them. In fact, I just got my medical done, and I told her, let me guess what my blood pressure and my heart rate was. I told her I'm 110 over 70 with a heart rate of 80. She came back, she says, your heart rate is 76. I was right on the numbers of 110 over 70, but my heart rate was 76, not 80.
Mm.
So I'm in very good shape.
Yeah.
Sitting in the truck is the problem. I need more exercise still.
What do you do now that you're on the road? What do you do now different because of knowing that and what you're dealing with? What is a typical day like for you then on the road?
I need to I'm still driving my 11 hours. I got to get out more, and I got to do a lot more walking. The problem is it's freaking cold out here. Who wants to walk?
I know. So, but that's when you say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go walk. And you do, right? Do you do that?
I try, but it's still freaking cold, and I'm not walking enough. I got to wait till the good weather hits. But this problem happened when I was still walking, so I don't know. But I figure I got to walk a couple of miles a day. I don't have a clue what to do.
And is that what your follow-up appointment? Is that that's your follow-up appointment that you're going to do now? Are you going to get closer to...
The appointment is on Friday. I'm going to be running till Wednesday. I'll take the Thursday off and the Friday off. And, the Friday is when I'm going for the appointment. So they're going to find out exactly what happened, what caused this.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, that'll be good. Because you've got to be feeling like you're walking on eggs, too, since then. That's so scary. And, you know, that is such a huge thing for you guys and women out on the road driving. And I remember when you had called Cabot on the show back in October, we were talking about it. I was shocked, first of all. I happened to be screening calls that day, I think. And you wanted to tell people, first of all, to listen to your body, if I remember correctly, and then get out and walk. We got to get moving.
Yeah, I'm wearing the compression socks the way the doctor told me to. So
okay.
I've got that. I'm just listening to what the doctor's telling me. And once I got approved to go back to work, I went back to work. And if they pull me off the road for this reason, I can't see that happening. But if they do, then I'm off the road, but I can't see them doing that.
Okay, yeah. So that's next Friday. So get to let us know how it goes, Sean, okay?
Okay, yeah. I'll probably talk to you if I remember Friday. It was
okay.
The reason I remember this is because Kevin mentioned it on his show. So he's
got
to keep reminding me what it is.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate that a lot. So, yeah, we're trying to get it out there. I'm so happy that we're, going to be putting it on Twitter, and then go like our Facebook page, okay, because you'll get notifications through that too.
Okay, well, send me an email or something or get it out there. Okay, thanks, Kim.
You're posted on my computer now.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean. You be well, okay?
Okay, bye now.
You guys, I would love to hear, too, out there, how many of you guys do, sorry, I say guys, my mom would shoot me because she says I'm not a guy. Habit, I'm sorry. Do you wear compression socks when you're driving? I know, like, for recovery after runs, I would have compression socks I use for recovery after runs to help circulation. How many of you guys have those out there? Do you use them when you're driving to help with your circulation? Just a thought, I'd love to hear, okay? Let's all head off to South Dakota. Melissa, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Kim. How are you?
Doing great. How's that NutriBullet working for you?
Fantastic. Drinking 2 shakes a day. Since I've been started on it, I've actually lost 11 pounds. I haven't really tried that hard. I'm just drinking the shakes. Yeah. So that's fantastic.
Okay. That is awesome. And I tell you, it was funny. Lisa's actually here in Ohio, and I was showing up at her door, and I said, I'm bringing my NutriBullet to you. That's one thing. If anybody, I would encourage you to grab one of those. So, I'm so glad to hear that, Melissa. That's awesome. So what would you like to share today?
I'll talk about your topic, drinking water, and really not drinking soda. I've been, for the longest time, probably since I was a teenager, trying to give up soda, and it's just been back and forth. I give it up, I go back to it, I give it up, I go back to it. And finally, I noticed something. I have always had weak wrists for some reason. I didn't know why. And when I stopped drinking soda at one point, I realized that my wrists got stronger and they didn't hurt. And then I started drinking soda, and the pain came back, and they got weak again. I was like, huh. And that was finally the kicker. I haven't had a soda in 3 weeks, and I don't plan on starting. So.
Oh, good for you. That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
So is it your joints? Was it your joints hurt, or your joints felt weak?
Yeah, my joints and the overall strength, really, was sometimes it would just completely give out, which was, I never understood it. And it was really,
I think it was
soda that was doing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I want to have a whole show on sugar. I mean, poison and your pop itself that was dehydrating you, Water actually lubricates your joints and stuff. So you might even feel that now that you're drinking more water, just your joints in general feel better. So good for you.
Yeah.
What do you think that is about pop? I mean, besides the sugar addiction to it, there's caffeine in it, but there's a feeling too, isn't it, when you drink it? Like the Coke commercial markets to us where we just, they pour it over that ice and we just think,
it looks so good, yeah. I don't know. I think it doesn't hydrate you. So obviously if you're not getting hydrated, you're not healthy. So that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Did you have any challenges when you did decide to go off? Did you go cold turkey, you said, or what kind of feelings did you go through body-wise?
I felt fantastic after I stopped drinking. Like I said, the pain went away and I got strength back in my wrist. But I'm not 100% plain water. I drink some flavored water. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Sparkling Ice. That's actually the brand, Sparkling Ice. Yeah. It's just a little bit of flavor in the water, It's got some sucralose in it, but, I try to drink mostly plain water, but I like to have a little flavor every now and again,
Yeah.
And it's got to be better than soda, so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
And
good for you.
I want to participate in the 27-day challenge. I actually have two things. I want to at least hit 10,000 steps a day, at least. more if possible, and I want to try to drink 90 ounces of water a day. That's my challenge.
So how do you guys do that on the road? How do you get in the 10,000 steps?
Well, basically, I figured out that if I stop once every 2 hours during my shift, my 10-hour shift, if I stop once every 2 hours and get in 2,000 steps, which is really not that hard, the steps is actually a pretty short distance, then I can hit 10,000 steps in a day. And if I do stop once every 2 hours and intentionally do 2,000 steps, I'll end up hitting like 13,000 steps by the end of the day just with my normal stuff. So
wow, that's incredible. So for the next 27 days, 10,000 steps a day, and anything that you see in your road that could get in your way of making that happen.
If I get in a hurry and we have to rush somewhere and I can't stop once every 2 hours, that would stop me. But hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully I'll be able to stay on target.
Okay, awesome. Well, we will be texting each morning and give you a little boost in that step to get that going, and just let us know when you hit that. You have the Fitbit too, right? Does it go off when you hit? Does it vibrate or something when you hit 10,000 steps or have bells or anything? Light up.
Yeah, I actually have the iFit, but it's basically the same thing. Yeah, it vibrates when I hit my goal, and then a little message comes across the screen says "goal achieved."
There you go.
It's actually pretty nice. Yeah. Positive reinforcement, yeah.
Isn't that funny how something like that, we want to wait. We'll probably watch it the whole last 100 steps so that we don't miss it.
Well, I definitely can't miss it because it vibrates pretty good. I was like, what is that? Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I love your goals. Yeah. They're simple and they're doable and you got your time frame. And so I look forward to working with you on that, Melissa.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, dear. We will talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, let's head over to Connecticut. Let's talk to John. Hey, John. Oh, sorry, wait, John. Wait. I'm getting there.
Hello?
I'm acting like I'm screening calls. There we go. I pushed the wrong button. I pushed as if I was screening calls there.
Hi, Kim. How
are you,
John? Doing
today? Can you hear me okay? I'm doing
I can
great.
Hear
How
you,
about you
fine. Oh, good,
have,
good, good.
Good. Glad to have you on board. What do you want to share with us?
Well, two things. First, I wanted to ask, can you just go over the challenge again? Because the call wasn't crystal clear for me when you were talking about it, and I just wanted to make sure that I understood what it was you were saying.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Thank you for saying that. And you guys, I know I have my studio is not set up, though, using my phone here, so we will get that studio set up, so I'll be clearer. John, this challenge is in two parts, actually, in a way, because, and again, I love it. Becky had brought up about doing a challenge to head into spring and doing it together, you know, knowing other people are doing it. So we were saying it's 27 days till spring, so and I looked at it a couple different ways, whether you wanted to have something at the end, like a certain goal you're working towards each day to have the end goal, like whether if somebody's not walking at all now, but they'd like to walk 30 minutes straight by the end of 27 days, what does that look like? You know, do 5 minutes today, 7 minutes tomorrow type thing, and plan it out. Or you just have a sheet of paper, and we're actually going to download a form Brittany did for me onto the Destination Health page. That, and we can email it to anybody too. And it's just lined paper, and you can just, before you go to bed at night, or again, depending on your driving schedule, before lights are out, you decide what you're going to do the next day that moves you forward, that's better than today, and that just moves you forward in your goal to be healthy.
Okay.
Does that sound like something
you want to do? I understand
that.
Absolutely, I'll take the challenge.
That is great. Now, what the accountability part was, which you had mentioned to me a few weeks back or something, you know, on one of the shows that we had talked about how beneficial that would be. So I thought we would put that together. So thank you for that suggestion. Between Brittany and Angie and myself, we are going to be your accountability buddies. So
excellent.
So we're going to, you know, send you a nice text in the morning to just, hopefully we'll find out when's the best time to text you guys. I don't want to wake you up. But, you know.
Doesn't
so
matter. You can text
races.
Me anytime you want because I shut off the phone when I go to sleep.
There we go. Good, good, good. So at least you'd wake up to it if it's sitting there, and just a little motivation to know, you know, that you guys aren't alone out there and what you're trying to do. We care here so much and want to partner with you to make this happen. So
that's cool. Well, you know, this will definitely help me get to my goal because I know we had a private conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I had set a goal for myself that I want to get a Fitbit. And the way that I'm going to get to it is every day that I actually do something to work out, maybe walk or lift weights or whatever, I'm going to take a dollar and put it into, and when I have enough money in there, then I can go and do it. And so that was like my motivation. And I love gadgets and I love electronics. So I thought for sure that that would be a great motivator. And I think we had that conversation like 3 weeks ago. And the other day I looked in the can because I don't look in it often. And I just wanted to see how much money was in there. And I said, okay, let's see how much is in there. And there was $4 in there.
So
I'm not making excuses, but I know how I am. I had somebody or have somebody who we said that we were going to be accountability partners, and she's not really good about being my accountability partner. Like I'll send her a text, hey, you know, I walked 5 miles today. What did you do? And then I don't hear back from her for like 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
And then, you know, it kind of, I lose a little bit of momentum. And I'm not using that as too much of an excuse. Just like I can't use the excuse of it being wicked cold here in the Northeast. You know, it's just, I'm not doing it. So hopefully the accountability partner thing will the whole audience knows I try a lot of different things and eventually I'll get to the thing that'll work for me. You know, it took me how many months to get to my peanut butter and banana sandwich, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and it's kind of funny you talked about water today because that's another one of those things that it took me months. I shouldn't say that. It was probably years, about 2 years, to go from drinking a pot of coffee a day, and I used to drink it super light, super sweet, and I was slowly but surely over a long period of time taking more and more milk out, and actually I wasn't even using milk. I was using heavy cream, slowly but surely taking the sugar out, and I finally got to black coffee. And then I started drinking weaker and weaker coffee. Eventually, I got to green tea. And I still drink green tea most mornings. Not every morning, but most mornings I do. But then I also, to kind of make up for that sensation of wanting to drink something all the time, I started drinking water. And I know many people were saying today, well, they want that flavor in the water. And I had that same thing. And I think I have this really cool idea that I switched to. I started just taking a little bit of lemon juice and putting it in my water. And then when I came, I became a driver and I got out on the road. Carrying lemon juice on your truck, it's not real easy. So what I find is that in the Pilots and Loves, they have these little packets of crystallized lemon. It's real lemon that's just been dehydrated.
Huh.
It's crystallized. And they have it over in the tea section in the Pilots and over by where the sugar and stuff is in the Loves. And I take two of those packets and throw it in with my water, and it gives it just a little hint of flavor. There's zero calories. There's zero nothing in it that's bad for you. What's in lemon that's bad for you? Nothing.
Right. It's actually good for you. It helps you, take the acidity out of your body, believe it or not. That's great.
Oh, there you go.
There's
a benefit.
That is a great tip.
And I'm not putting anything negative, you know, in with it. So that's my water thing. And that has worked for me now for about 4 years. I've been drinking my water like that now.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, you know what I'm hearing from all you guys with this too, is that you had a strategy in place. You know, you found something to take its place, and I think that's so important. So
absolutely,
good for you. And that is.
You know, Kevin has said
something. I want to find a pilot store.
Kevin has said something in the past that kind of rings true. Don't try to quit bad habits. Try to replace them with better habits.
That is brilliant. That is worth the show here in itself. So true, John. You'll feel like you're deprived if not.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, somebody for Valentine's Day gave me this huge, and when I say huge, it was humongous, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup heart. It was probably about a pound and a half of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And I thanked them profusely, and because they know, like, Reese's is my, like, number one weakness. And I haven't eaten one in about 6 months. And
oh, wow.
I stared at that thing for days, and then I gave it away.
There you go.
And I didn't tell the person who gave it to me that I gave it away. I actually went, yum, you know, Reese's is so great.
Yeah.
You know, I sent them a text, and, you know, I didn't want them to feel bad. But I actually give myself a huge pat on the back for having the willpower to not eat it.
That's great. That's a victory.
Because I'm horrible
that's a
like that.
Victory.
I have horrible willpower.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and that's a up and down, ebb and flow type thing, too. Sometimes we're better at that than others. But what you did, and I haven't got through that whole book yet on the willpower, but the first part really hit me is you were aware, that self-awareness, and she talks about that in the book. You were consciously and very self-aware that, you know, of, first of all, wanting to have that, and that in itself, that self-awareness stopped you from just diving right in. And then you were able to make a choice what to do with it. So good for you. Good for you, John. Okay, well, like I said, you don't have to let us know what the challenges are. You can text it back to us when we text you guys, that kind of stuff. But be sure each day to let us know, you know, that you got it completed. Okay? So
absolutely.
The girls and I are going to throw our heads together and start texting you guys, and this starts tomorrow, okay? You guys, these 27 days is tomorrow, so you can even start today if you want to and do something and check it off right away. So, well, thanks for coming on board, John, and sharing with that and adding the whole accountability thing to it, because I think that is key for us to make this happen.
Well, I hope that's what's been holding me back, and this is the hump I can get over.
Yeah, you will, no doubt. No doubt. And then we'll
thank you for everything you do.
Add another challenge. We appreciate you. Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye now. Oh my gosh, you guys are absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'm hoping everybody who listens and joins us out here, you know, if this is just your shot in the arm each week to come and just hear what others are doing and just, again, know that you're part of a group, that we value our health, we value your health, we value learning from each other and saying, hey, try this. Hey, I did this recipe. Hey, I cooked this way. You know, hey, this is what I'm doing to get some more exercise out there. It's just, you guys are a fabulous group. So let's keep this going. So again, for the 27-day challenge, if you didn't let Brittany know or myself know, you know, by coming on the show, then you can email us to support@letstruck.com. You can email me at kim@letstruck.com. Get on, find us on Facebook. Again, we had a group before that we're going to end, okay? That was one where you had to, like, be accepted into it. It was a closed group. We have a page now. It's a business page out there that you can just go like, okay? Or follow us on Twitter. Look for us at Let's Truck Health, okay? Let's Truck Health, and follow us on Twitter. And let's keep this ball rolling, you guys. I thank you so much for your time joining together today. And you inspire me. You keep me going. You matter to us. Your health matters to us. So until next week, keep moving. Be committed to you. drink more water. I want to hear how that goes for you. Oh, you guys, actually, yeah, for the 6 weeks, just drink a little bit more and maybe a little bit less of the coffee and a little bit less of the pop. And let's see how you feel. Come and share. I want to hear about it, okay? Be the leader out there that I know you guys are on the roads and at home in this health journey. We're creating this health legacy and being an example. But be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. I appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.